We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
There's in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yoke of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Todd Pyro, my friend, welcome back. How are you?
Did you say 100,000 people for an aquarium?
Yeah, that's the number I'm getting. There's not much going on here in St. Louis, clearly.
Have the people of St. Louis never seen a fish before?
Well, the river's kind of muddy here, so probably
it.
Not. No.
Wow, you're going to have more people than fish? The fish are going to be buying tickets to see the people.
I know. It's true. Very true. Maybe we should get Fox and friends to send you down here to do a piece on our new aquarium.
Did you say that's happening Christmas morning? I'm busy. I have to deliver gifts.
Maybe after Christmas. Maybe you can do a preview of it for us. Yeah, that's it.
Love it.
Yeah.
So,
hey, did you get your T-shirt?
I'm traveling. I apologize if you hear me on the speakerphone and it's all clunky. I'm going to Santa Claus, Indiana.
Nice.
Yes. And we're not going to do a story that is very serious, probably. My guess is that the story is about Christmas, but, you know, I don't know.
I'll bet. Yeah, I've driven past it a few times on Interstate 64 between here and like, at Kentucky. I pass the Santa Claus exit.
It would be very weird if we went to Santa Claus, Indiana, and did a story on, like, genocide or something. Like, I'm not expecting that. I'm fully prepared that everything we're going to do is going to be Christmas and Santa-related. The fact that it's going to be airing on Christmas Eve also leads me to that conclusion, but I don't know.
Yeah, just a wild speculation. So tell me what you did at the Toy Factory, because I saw a clip of that story you did the other day. Haven't seen the whole thing.
I know it's a lot to handle, Mark. It's a whopping 2 minutes of your day. But let me summarize it for you. Toys made in America, actually made in the state of Connecticut, in which I'm passing through right now in a lot of traffic. And it's cool how they do it. Like, all the parts, all the equipment, I'm told, is all made in America. And the raw materials themselves, yes, there's some plastic involved because you need plastic, but they were able to remove about 30% of the plastic and use things like walnut shells and coconut husks.
Wow.
So, and that really makes these things indestructible. You know, I throw it on the ground and the pieces don't break, but they're able to sort of disassemble when they hit the ground, and then you put them back together, and boom, you have your car, and you can mix and match the pieces with various different colors. Really neat.
Well, that is cool, and I saw a picture of you working on, like, the replicator or something. Was that what you were doing there?
I was drilling some holes in some wheel chassis, and I was doing some gluing and all that, but I kind of see where you're going with this. You obviously are a big Made in America guy. It's all about America. Let's view this as, and I'm actually not joking about this. I'm kind of serious. We'll get to the jokes in a second. But if everybody really went out and bought one Made in America product that they were not otherwise going to buy, you know, I'd like to think, I'm not an economist, but I'd like to think that would help in our trade war with China.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that would move the needle. It would probably also help if people would go to brick and mortar stores. But
exactly,
the folks at Amazon
support
have just made it so easy.
Merchants.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad see that they've got you working on that.
Now let's get back to not serious stuff. As of the time that I left on Monday, still no package. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is going to be our next national alignment. I think this is going to go longer than impeachment. And so for next time, I would like you to create a stinger for Packagegate.
Oh, okay. We can do that. We'll work on that.
Can we do that? like this big swoosh that when I go mention the package, it just goes, package K 2020.
I see the wheels turning in Trisha's head over there. She's taking down notes. So she's going to look up something for you. Don't you worry about that. That's good stuff.
And my goal is at some point when we are reaching the zenith of this segment that we do, I actually won't have to talk. It'll just be the open and various zingers from stingers from stuff that we've done along the way.
Yeah.
And it'll be magical.
It'll Shirtgate. What are we going to that's it. I like
Ooh,
it.
I like Shirtgate.
Hey, you know what? I was just thinking, the story you talked about a minute ago, can people see that on foxnews.com, or is that on the stuff that you have to sign up for?
You want a little inside baseball?
Please.
Okay. It is on the Fox and Friends First website. That is content that everybody can enjoy. But in terms of, we're going to probably air it on the big show at some point soon.
Nice.
So that's why it hasn't been heavily promoted on the website. But you can go to foxandfriends.com, or you can go to my page. I tweeted it out at Todd Pyro on Twitter, and it's on my Facebook. I think it's on my work Facebook page, and so on and so forth. But if you want to go buy the toys, it's Luke's Toy Factory in Connecticut.
Ah, very good. Yeah, we appreciate that. On a serious subject here today, yeah. I just heard, I was watching the network newscasts and Fox at the top of the hour, a historic day in Washington where they're going to bring out these articles of impeachment. Did you get to watch any of that yesterday?
I did, and I felt like I was watching a rerun of everything else that I'd been watching throughout this entire process. There's nothing new.
Yeah, it was kind of tiresome after a while. There were no new fact witnesses. It was basically a closing argument by a couple of attorneys for or against. And of course, in the middle of it, a lot of yelling and screaming.
Well, let me break down what lawyers are supposed to do. Before we attack lawyers on both sides, this is literally what the lawyers are supposed to do. This is what you're trained to do in law school. View both sides of an argument and argue till you're blue in the face on the various points. So you may not like the Democrat guy, but he's making the best arguments for his side. You may not like the Republican. They're making the best arguments for their side. So in terms of doing their job, they are doing their job to the best of their ability. I take a step back, and here's what I come down to. Do the American people care about this? I was listening to Rush on my drive home, and he said he was golfing, and everybody was coming up trying to talk to him about various issues here, there. Not one person talked about impeachment. Whenever I travel, I try to look at the TVs when I'm flying to see what people are watching on an impeachment day. People are watching cartoons. Adults are watching cartoons. Sports. The blue-blooded American who has a busy life, who's focused on their family, their job, they are not focused on this. We are focused on this because it's our job. But the majority of Americans aren't. And if President Trump, no matter what happens today, I view this as like, you know, when you watch the NFL draft or any draft and you know who the first round draft pick's going to be.
Right.
And
right.
It's always like everybody, it's big hype leading up to it. No, we know what the answer is going to be. He's going to get impeached in the House. The Senate's going to have a trial, and not one Republican is going to vote to impeach the president. And then we move on. The president needs to stick to that thing that everybody's been telling him to do. When you go into the voting booth in 2020, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Look at your accounts. Look at your 401k. Look at your bank account. Look at your job prospects. Look at all that. If the president sticks to that in all types of communities, not just your white blue collar, but he's got to go to white suburban. He's got to go to black. He's got to go to Latino. If he does that, he should win.
Yeah, it's a great point, Todd. I listened to Charles Payne for a little while yesterday on Fox Business and Trish Regan, and, you know, they're pointing to some of these economic numbers, and it's just, it's off the chart. I mean, it's been 30, 35 years since they've seen anything like this, and generally speaking, the incumbent wins when the economy's going this well.
You know, we all like to talk about the palace intrigue, the inside baseball stuff, the what is a diplomat supposed to do and not supposed to do. I cannot imagine that the individuals that are listening to your radio station, I'm not trying to offend St. Louis. I can say the same thing for people in suburban Connecticut.
Yeah.
You go to the store, it's not like, oh, wow, I'm really concerned about the discussions that the diplomats are having because of what Trump said on the world stage and are standing with regard. Nobody's talking about that. They're like, hey, I'm able to buy more Christmas presents. And maybe that is a very insular worldview, but you know what? It's reality. I'm not making this up. I'm talking about what people talk about.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's very true. So, Todd, I have an idea because being a recovering journalist myself and sitting through a lot of news meetings through the years, I know you have to go in and you have to pitch story ideas. Here's what you need to do. You pitch an idea on this big aquarium in St. Louis.
Yes.
We'll use that as an excuse to get you to town. Then we'll get you in the studio here.
That is the play, my friend. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want to mail me a packet of information on the aquarium, and it will never arrive. And I'm joking. But also, keep in mind, email me something on the aquarium. And maybe we can figure something out. I'm not joking about the email. Email me something.
All right, we'll do that. And by the way, I'm told that we're down to our last Todd Pyromaniac personally signed photo. We're down to the last one.
I will send out a shipment, and like we've established, the mail is able to leave Fox. It's just not able to arrive at Fox. So I'll send you a shipment. By the way, I'm kind of nervous. Is Brian not there today?
Brian emailed me and said he's going to give you a break this week. He didn't want to come on too strong.
I'm actually sad.
So we got him a photo, and we're going to give one more away right now to, how about caller number 6 at 314-241-9797. We'll give away the last Todd Pyro personally signed photo till the next shipment shows up sometime next year.
I love it. We're creating demand where it didn't exist before. Well done, Mark Todd.
Very good, sir. Todd, listen, we'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Get more at 971talk.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.